Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Dr. Charles Whelan is back. That's right. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're glad he's here. He's a senior lecturer and policy fellow at the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. He's been there now for several years. We helped him move basically from University of Chicago over there a number of years ago. And he continues to come back with great information. He's the author of a number of books, including Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science, and his newer one, 10 and a Half Things No Commencement Speaker Ever Said, which, and one of them is, Your Time in Fraternity Basement Was Well Spent. John, I'm Charles Whelan. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. So I know one of the things you got on your mind today is the way people are resolving the attack, that the ransomware attack on them by paying Bitcoin, right?
Correct.
People remember thousands and thousands of people across Europe and some in America got hit by the WannaCry ransomware. There was another one that came after that. What was that? I was trying to remember.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was the same basic idea. You get the virus pops up on your computer, pay me money, or else I'm going to destroy your hard drive or do something equally nefarious.
And give me the money and give me my payment in the form of Bitcoin.
Right, which I think is the most interesting piece of this. We've had malware attacks before, and this is really just another form of extortion or kidnapping. You know, I'm holding you hostage until you pay me. But Bitcoin really does add a new wrinkle to this. It gives bad actors an easier way to collect money from some far-flung place.
Well, yeah, and so, but why is that? But you know, you got PayPal accounts. You got. There's other ways of collecting. I'm actually wondering why Bitcoin wouldn't be easier for us to find them, because of the distributed ledgers.
Well, my understanding is that there's a certain amount of anonymity associated with the distributed ledger, which I hope we're going to talk about. It's probably one of the greatest things
about Bitcoin.
In the next segment, we're
going to talk about that. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the irony here is that the technology associated with all these cryptocurrencies, it's not just Bitcoin. There are a bunch of imitators as well. But like many things, if you're the leading one, people tend to flock to it. This distributed ledger where you've got a peer-to-peer computer network, so all these computers are linked up. There's no central node, no central authority, as there would be, say, with a credit card, where Bank of America sits between the merchant who sells you something and you.
No central authority or hub, right?
Right, and the hub, of course, is usually where there's going to be some electronic record of what's going on. And in the case of Bitcoin, the reason all these computers are willing to lash themselves together is because that's how you mine Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
These are really just complex math problems. And so if you put your computer on the network and do these complex factoring problems, if you throw enough energy at it, you'll get a Bitcoin, just like if you were to dig underground in a gold vein, eventually you'd get something. But in exchange, your computer power is used to keep this distributed, non-hierarchical, largely anonymous, to my understanding, network, which then is what facilitates the Bitcoin transactions.
But are you saying that the bad guys, the ransomware bad guys, are part of this community, or they're just using Bitcoin because it's handy for them?
Just handy for them. I have no reason to believe at all that they have any involvement in the community. I think the community is more, you know, there's a kind
of
libertarian
element. But they've obviously
got
to be connected to it because you can't spend a Bitcoin unless somebody else gives you value for Bitcoin. You can't convert Bitcoin. You can't take Bitcoin down to the store and get a loaf of bread.
Exactly. So they have to be involved in the exchanges. And since I've never dealt in Bitcoin, I don't know how anonymous the exchanges are. And this, you know, I just put together a piece. I haven't tried to place it anywhere saying that one logical regulatory response to this might be to demand less anonymity in the exchanges, because that's the place where you could get the bad actors.
Right.
I'm also not persuaded, you know, we'll talk about the ledger, which I think is a brilliant technological leap forward.
Right.
I'm not persuaded that the currencies actually have that much to offer us.
Well, the currencies are going to ebb and flow. The Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies, they're going to ebb and flow, I think, over time. But I do think they're going to last. I don't know how long it'll take before they replace fiat money. And when that happens, the money might be something that ultimately winds up putting us into a world order more than, say, politics does. But,
it could. I think one of the drawbacks to a non-fiat currency is that there's nobody looking after the value of the money. There's no authority.
Right.
I know this is the appeal to some folks.
Some people might say that's a good thing.
Some people do say it's a good thing.
I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we're not going to talk about ransomware anymore. We're going to talk about blockchains and distributed ledgers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.